Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking with Darko Buderets this morning. Darko is the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back to Montana Public Radio.
Good morning, Michael.
Nice to get a chance to speak with you again. I've been talking with the various conductors and music directors around the state as, of course, the symphony seasons are all in full swing. Missoula, obviously, as well. This coming weekend, you'll be presenting a concert, Italian Fire, featuring a guest violist and a world premiere. We'll talk about that some. Maybe I'll just ask you before we begin, though, or before we get into the details of this weekend, how's the season been going so far?
It's been great. We had a very, very well-attended concert at the end of September where we featured fantastic pianist Martina Filak, who was the winner of the Cleveland Piano Competition. And for us, this season, actually, we usually only bring one pianist this year, but we have another fabulous pianist in the spring. So I'm really excited from that perspective to feature this instrument. But in general, things are going really well at the symphony. Last year, as a lot of people know, we sold out almost 80% of our concerts, I think, during the season, which is really, it's wonderful. It's great to have such impact on the community. And I think more than anything, why I'm pleased is what we do as musicians really resonates if more people attend. And so the goodwill we do influences our community even more greatly.
Well, and certainly organizations, I mean, you always want to grow audience, but there's also the piece about wanting people to be more invested, you know, more season ticket holders, more kind of general interest in the symphony. And it seems to be, you know, statewide, that seems to be true, and especially in Missoula, an increase in interest, also attendance, just lots of good things seem to be going on.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. We sold the record season tickets in the history of the organization this year. And next year is our 60th year, so that's quite a big feat to overcome. So we feel very glad and very grateful for the support from Missoula and the surrounding areas for coming to our concerts and making the symphony successful. We can't do it without the community, so...
Well, this coming weekend, you'll be presenting the Italian Fire Concert featuring Brett Dubner, the violist, coming in to perform. The concerts are, once again, Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. That's November 9th. And then November 10th, Sunday, 3 o'clock matinee, as per usual, at the Denison Theater. And let's talk about this program. You've got a world premiere and a wonderful guest artist coming in. You're performing something from with a Missoula connection, so...
Exactly. The program is called Italian Fire because indirectly all three pieces in the program are influenced by Italy. In case of the opening piece, it's Boccherini's Symphony D minor known as La Casa del Diavolo, which is the House of the Devil. So it's this dark and stormy, passionate piece. Boccherini was an Italian composer, a fantastic string player. So for listeners who might not be familiar with this work, there's a lot of music which will remind people, for example, of the Vivaldi Four Seasons. There is a connection to the Baroque and this virtuosic type of string writing, but it's really, really adrenaline-packed kind of music, which is, we usually think of you know, older music as being nice and polite. This is in your face very much. So it was a great piece to get to work with the orchestra on. We finished the concert with Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, and Mendelssohn, you know, he traveled in Italy, and I think like everybody who goes to Italy comes back with a big happy glow on their face, and you can hear it in this music. He really it bursts with joy in the first moment and gets fiery and exciting with this saltarello dance in the fourth moment. So very passionate music on both ends of the concert. Now, the thing which in some ways is newest and freshest is what happens in the middle, and this is our concerto. So it's a piece for viola, orchestra, and computer processing. And while that sounds kind of almost medical in nature, it's a very, very neat piece. And the work is by Charles Nichols, who was in Missoula a resident up until only a few months ago when he got a fantastic offer and became the head of music technology at Virginia Tech. So it's a homecoming for him. We've been working on this project for about 3 years is when we first had the idea. And the piece is called Niccolo, Jimmy, and John. And this is three influences that Charles was inspired by. So Niccolo is Niccolo Paganini, hence the Italian connection. Jimmy is Jimi Hendrix. And John is John Coltrane. So you have three movements for viola and orchestra. And what Charles will be doing, he'll be sitting in the audience with his computer and will be modifying the sound of the viola in real time in addition to what the violist is doing and what the orchestra is doing. So I think you can hear the influences in each movement clearly, especially the Jimi Hendrix movement is fantastic because, of course, Hendrix was known for, you know, stretching the capabilities of the guitar and using distortion to create new sounds that people didn't really associate with the instrument. And so it is in this case. Charles really uses the orchestra, the percussion section, and then he will modify the sound of the viola on the computer in real time to create some new effects and some new sounds. In case of the first movement, Paganini was a big virtuoso. So in this case, he will make the viola sound even more virtuosic by using delays, echoes, phasing. And then for the third movement, that's the John Coltrane movement. Coltrane, of course, master of harmony. And so literally the pitch of the viola will be transposed with itself. So the viola will be playing harmonically in with itself, thanks to the technology. The soloist, Brett Dubner, is particularly well known for doing new music for the viola. And the viola, poor violists around the world, you know, there's not much repertoire in the standard repertoire. So Brett really made a fantastic, or is making a fantastic career promoting the instrument and playing new works all over the world.
Yeah, I noticed in his bio that he has lots of works for viola that he's worked on and must be performing a lot. And he has performed somewhat recently with the String Orchestra of the Rockies all over the world, and Ukraine and Bulgaria, Ecuador, Venezuela, and of course lots of American symphonies as well. You're right, the rarity of a chance to feature the viola is something that'll be also, I think, really fun and interesting.
When we have four concerts per year where you're able to bring soloists in, usually when string players are involved, we use violinists and cellists because they do have the best repertoire, and we owe it to our audience to play the best pieces for any instrument, for that matter. But it is nice once in a while to step out of the mold, and so to do a viola concerto is really neat, really fun. And I'm excited about it.
Well, the fact that Charles Nicholls will return and will actually participate with it sounds like a wonderful thing, of course, for this world premiere of this piece, right?
Right. I've never had any similar experience. I've done quite a bit of new music, but nothing in this vein. What Charles is doing is pretty front edge in terms of what classical music is. And I really don't like to use the term classical. Let's say what symphonic music is, because it's really what it's about. There's nothing classical about it anymore. Mm-hmm. That was so 200 years ago.
Nice. Has it changed the way that you're rehearsing since you have this element that obviously you will bring in kind of with the soloist for your final rehearsals, I imagine?
Sure. This past week, we had two rehearsals, and the main thing initially is just to get everybody in the room. This type of idea, using Hendrix and Coltrane as models, requires a lot of different color that's typically found in the orchestra. So literally a third of the rehearsal room is just percussion instruments, all sorts of things, lion's roars, marimbas, xylophones, cymbals, which are bowed, gongs, like all sorts of neat things. I didn't even know these sounds existed. And when you hear the whole thing, you're like, wow, that's neat. Yeah. So really, I think one of Charles's talents is bringing the instruments together and creating new colors that we're not used to.
We're talking about the Missoula Symphony Orchestra's coming concerts this weekend, the 9th and the 10th, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night and a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday. The concert Italian Fire with special guest Brett Dubner, the violist. It'll be held this coming weekend. You can contact the Missoula Symphony Orchestra online at missoulasymphony.org or 721-3194. I've been speaking with Darko Buderets, the music director and conductor. So nice to talk with you again.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure.